Well, after a long interregnum between when she finished The Farthest Shore and when she wrote Tohono at the very beginning of the 90s, Le Guin changed a great deal. She had always considered herself a feminist, but now she became a much more active, vocal, political feminist. And she became very troubled by the fact that she'd written a world in which all the wizards were boys. But there wasn't any female magic, though there is a witch in a few places. There's a witch or a sorceress. But she felt she had followed her tradition, her Western tradition, and excluded women. And so in Tohono, she decided not to try to rewrite the whole tradition because she couldn't undo her old book. She couldn't do what Tolkien did with the Gollum story and just change it in a new edition, or she didn't want to do that. And instead, she decided to consider the implications of a world in which only men had magical power. And so Tohono comes out, like so many other books by feminist writers from the early 90s, as very, very focused on violence towards women, oppression towards women, sexual violence toward women. And I think that that definitely takes it out of the children's genre when there's a rape and when there's a child who's been thrown into a fire and horribly burned and so forth, that it's really not a pleasant book. And I will admit that when I was in college and this book came out and I wrote a review of it, I absolutely trashed it as the worst book and how could Le Guin sully and destroy her legacy. But being more mature and looking back at it now, I can see what she's doing in Tohono. And actually, one of the great things she does is she takes a main character who's been hideously burned and disfigured and everyone is afraid of, and she transforms that character through the course of the book into someone that we as readers do love. Now, it's a horrible thing to think about, an intentionally burned and mutilated child. And I actually don't want to think about that when I read, and Le Guin forces me to. But what she does in the end by making you love that child and see the power in that child is really an incredible accomplishment. Even though it's not really something that you expect to see in the fantasy genre, it's not really the happy ending. The other thing that Le Guin does in Tohono, which I resented a great deal, and I think many readers do, is that she shows Ged stripped of his power, with no magic at all. He left all his magic at that dark spring when he tried to save the world. When he saved the world, I should say. But by losing all his magic, he's lost an essential part of himself. Ged has always been someone who loved the art magic, who loved doing illusions and changes, and now he can't do any of it. And we see what Ged has to deal with when he's no longer powerful. And in a sense, Le Guin emasculates him. And that's very hard for a reader to take who's grown up with Ged, who's loved Ged, who wanted to be Ged, and then to see Ged kind of cut down like this. It was very difficult. But I think it was essential in some ways for Le Guin to work out what happens when someone has to sacrifice everything. In that way, she's even more hard-nosed than Tolkien. Tolkien says Frodo has sacrificed everything, and tough, he doesn't get to live in the Shire. But at least he does sail away to the Blessed Land. Le Guin says, what happens when someone sacrifices everything to save the world, and the world doesn't recognize it, and the world doesn't give them any rewards, and they don't want rewards, and the one thing they want, they can't have?